Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
I'd say about once, maybe twice a month, we come up with a good Dragon's Den idea. That's where we come up with a fake business.
Or a product.
Yeah, 99% of the time, it's just something silly that we think of that, hey, this might be a good product, but...
Imagine if one day we see one of our products that we've talked about being sold on television.
That's going to be a sad, sad day. Just giving away free ideas on the air. yesterday, we had another good Dragon's Den idea. Again, usually they're bad, but every once in a while, not bad. A fake Christmas tree, but the box that it comes with has like an extra 3 inches on the side, so it's not impossible to put away when Christmas is over.
Just a bigger box. That seems like a no-brainer.
Right?
Why is it not happening?
We're looking for $75,000 in exchange for 20% of our company.
Called Big Christmas Tree Boxes.
We're not very creative when it comes to marketing, sorry. The thing is, though, I thought of a better solution. Instead of making a bigger box, why don't you just put your fake Christmas tree in a hockey bag? Right?
Sure.
Like your old hockey bag that's sitting in the storage room. Why don't you just put your fake tree in that every Christmas? Way easier.
Maybe you don't want it to smell like sweat?
No. The smell wouldn't rub off on the tree.
The smell of a hockey bag. I don't play hockey, but I have smelled a hockey bag before. They stink. And you don't tell me that putting a tree into that bag to sit for 11 months, it's not going to smell like sweat?
The bag doesn't stink. It's everything inside the bag. You take that stuff out, you put the tree in.
I don't know if I believe you, but I'm also, again, I'm not a big hockey person, so I don't know. But I just feel like your tree would stink.
I don't think it would.
Maybe you should try. You've got hockey bags, right?
I've got like 3 extra hockey bags. Everyone has an extra hockey bag in their storage room, right?
That is... I have 0 hockey bags in my home. 0.
You call yourself a Canadian and you have no hockey bags? Even if you don't play hockey or never played hockey, have a hockey bag sitting around, right?
Why would I have a hockey bag if I have never played hockey? Because Sean's never played hockey.
Yeah. Practical way to store stuff and carry things around.
I've got boxes and Rubbermaid totes. I have a duffel bag.
I highly recommend just getting a hockey bag. You'll use it a lot more than you think.
Okay.
Just a random hockey bag, just putting stuff in there, using it. I'm telling you, it's way better than those totes or a small duffel bag. It works good for Christmas trees as well.
I guess we'll have to see. Maybe we'll see this on TV soon.
Can you imagine how just they're refurbishing old hockey bags to make them not smell for Christmas trees?
God.
Gets like $1 million. We got to stop giving away our ideas free on the radio,
you're right.
Stacey.
Do a few characters that I've been working on for a long time.
Even when they're bad, they're still kind of good. It's time for some impressions with Stacey and Clayton. I use that term very loosely.
Here's my impression of a dog owner after their dog stretches. Oh, that's a big stretch.
Here's my impression of a dog owner after their dog yawns. Oh, that's a big yawn.
Here's my impression of every guy using a stud finder. Hold on, fellas. I should wave this across my body first to make sure it works. Beep. Okay, we're good.
Here's my impression of everyone buying asparagus. Why is asparagus so damn expensive?
Here's my impression of every picky eater in the history of picky eaters. No, I can't just pick the pickles off the sandwich, Mom, okay? It's not that easy. The pickles have touched everything in the sandwich, which means it all just tastes like one big pickle now. Whatever, I'll just heat up some alfagetti.
Here's my impression of everyone trying to wrap the last level of Super Mario Bros. 3 for original Nintendo. This.
You know you're old when.
Yes.
We do this a lot because we are old and we know it. Every single day we get like 3 or 4 reminders. Oh yeah, I'm old now. You know you're old when you're mad at the World Junior Hockey Championships because the gold medal game is on too late.
What is it, 8? 8:30?
8:30.
Good night.
Now, TSN's website needs to figure it out because on the website it says 8:30 Eastern. which would mean 7:30 here, right? Mm-hmm. But no, on the app, it's a different time. And then you check the TV schedule, and it's on at 8:30 our time. So, yeah.
Wow.
And there's probably going to be some pregame as well. So maybe puck drop's not until like 8:45.
Oh, geez.
I know.
Are you going to watch it?
Yes.
Yes, you will.
Obviously, I'm going to. Like, I was like, well, 8:45, game goes for like 3 hours. That's like, what, 11:30, 11:45?
Midnight, you finally calm down after Canada wins gold. You like release, relax, whatever. You get a good solid 3 hours.
That's the thing, though. You can't take 20 minutes to decompress after a gold medal win. Like, you're jacked up. You're excited. You've been celebrating every single goal.
How about you just don't sleep and we see how tomorrow goes?
I've done that before. When I first started here, I went to a Rider game on a Thursday night, and then I drove back here for the show on Friday.
Ah, yes, I remember.
I got back at like 1:30, and I'm like, okay, I could get 2 hours, maybe 2.5 if I'm lucky, and then just go to work. Or I just stay up, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to stay up for sure. I did it all the time when I was in high school. I can do it now. No.
Another, you know you're old when.
A lot of pressure here, Stacey. First Cruise Confused lyrics of 2021.
You're right.
Expectations are high. Let's not let everyone down.
I'll do my best. First one is from Elise. ABBA, Dancing Queen, great song. This is good. Elise hears Dancing Queen, young and sweet, only 7 teeth. What a catch on the dance floor.
Good thing teeth have no factor with you dancing. That's true. You caught a break there.
The actual lyrics. Dancing Queen, young and sweet, only 17.
This next one is probably my all-time favorite. Grant sent this one to us. The Cars, Shake It Up. Grant hears, dance all night with anyone. Don't let nobody pick your bum. Dance all night with anyone.
Don't let nobody pick your bum. Definitely do not let anybody pick your bum while you're dancing.
It's just like the background music doesn't match the attitude of the lyrics at all. Don't let nobody pick your bum. Boo, boo, boo. Yeah. Boo, 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 boo. Should be a little more serious in the background there.
It's super invasive.
Shake it up. Weird. The actual lyrics. Dance all night with anyone. Don't let nobody pick your fun. Dance all night with anyone.
That definitely says bum.
Background music. So happy.
Oh, yeah. Okay, the last one. Rush, Tom Sawyer. Ooh, good one. From Danielle. She hears, a Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer made me cry.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean cry.
I can hear it.
Kind of sounds like a pirate saying it, hey? Made me cry.
That's a pirate?
That's my pirate impression right there. Made me cry, meaty!
Okay.
That's Mr. Krabs from SpongeBob SquarePants. That's not a pirate. Never mind.
Okay.
Never mind.
The actual lyrics. A modern day warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
You'd be the worst pirate ever, hey, if they actually talk like
would.
That. Made me cry. Kind of, right? No? Am I way out to lunch here?
I think it feels a bit more like someone from Jamaica, which is
maybe.
Strange. A Jamaican pirate.
YouTube Mr. Krabs from SpongeBob SquarePants nailed that impression.
Okay.
That's it. That's all for Cruise Confused Lyrics.
2021.
If you hear something that belongs on Cruise Confused Lyrics, let us know. I'm trying to do my job over here. Can you please stop talking over
so
me?
So am I. This is important.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry. No. After you.
Thank you.
This morning, Stacey said the sentence that every guy dreads hearing.
What?
So, did you notice anything different about me? When you said that this morning, I instantly peed my pants.
I don't think I
so
said
scared.
It with so much snarkasm.
agree to disagree.
It was more of like, hey, do you notice anything different about me?
Nah, I'm pretty sure it was, hey, did you notice anything different about me?
Oh, okay, that escalated quickly.
Here's why guys don't like that sentence. Because we're already in trouble because we already didn't notice.
No.
Yes. Mm-mm. Because if we noticed, you wouldn't have to say that. Right?
Right, but I wasn't going to give you heck on what I wanted you to notice. I don't care. It's more of a game. I'm wondering if you can pick it out.
Oh, just toying with our emotions, hey? We're just a game to you.
It's just fun. And it was basically, I asked you if there was anything different, and Clayton went and was like, did you get your hair done? Nope. Did you dye your hair? Nope. New glasses? Nope. And I had parted my hair differently. Which is a huge deal for me.
No,
because let me finish. I have worn my hair in the same part for like years and years and years and years. And moving it, I parted it down the middle, and I looked in the mirror and I was like, oh my God, I look like a different person. And you didn't even notice.
How dare I not notice the part in your hair is a little more left than it was before.
It was about 3 inches to the left.
Can't get upset at me for that. I mean, that's the thing. No. When you use that phrase, do you notice anything different about me? It's usually something pretty big, right?
Like a part in a hair.
That is not, no. That is not notice anything different about me worthy. Not at all.
What would be? This face tattoo I got?
Yeah. Because if you don't notice something like that, that's when you should bring it up. Have you seriously not noticed this? I got a Mike Tyson going on my right eye here. Here in Western Canada, we love a good 50-50. Who doesn't love a good 50-50?
Good. Such good odds.
Oh, yeah. Great odds.
So I have a 50% chance of winning.
Exactly.
That's how that works, right?
That's what it means, mm-hmm. for sure. But when you're at a Blades game, a Rush game, whatever, you buy a few 50-50s.
Obviously.
It's the Western Canadian thing to do. Now, when you buy a 50-50, you're aware that you have the 50-50, right? It's like you don't forget about it.
Of course not.
And immediately after the winning numbers are announced, you check your ticket, right? That's usually what you do.
Yeah.
The World Junior Hockey Championships, they're having this virtual 50-50.
Right.
Got to like $3 million on New Year's Eve.
Whoa.
Yeah. Went unclaimed. Someone bought a 50-50 ticket. Won. And totally didn't check the numbers or just forgot that they bought a 50-50.
What?
And they missed the deadline to claim their prize.
No.
So it got carried over into the game 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And that got put into the jackpot.
So it started with like...
It started with $1.9 million.
Oh, jeez.
I know. So
that
someone lost out.
Be kicking themselves.
Someone lost out on $3 million on New Year's Eve.
Oh my gosh.
You know what? I don't feel sorry for them. Because who buys a 50-50 ticket and doesn't like immediately check the ticket once the winning numbers are announced?
There's a responsibility that goes along with it.
Right?
Yeah.
Who's that reckless? Who has that much money where they're like, oh, $3 million jackpot? I'll check it tomorrow if I have some time. We'll see. I got a busy schedule. We'll see if I can open my wallet or open my email and check the winning number. I'm mad at this person.
Brutes.
I want to know who the person is just so I can have like a 10-minute chat with them and like just ask why. Why wouldn't you check? Why would you even buy a 50-50 in the first place if you're not going to check immediately after?
I guess it's their own fault.
It's a Western Canadian sin. That's what it is. Did you eat icicles when you were a kid?
Did I eat icicles when I was a kid? Of course. Majority of my diet was icicles.
That's just bad parenting right there.
It really
if the majority of your diet was icicles, yikes. Abe and Karen, feed your daughter some nutrients or something like that.
It was if you managed to find an icicle that was decent enough to ingest, it was like you want, that was winning at life when you were a kid.
Nothing better than that perfect icicle, right?
So good.
Not too big, not too small, just the size of Montreal. Great times. Not really, though, because this meteorologist in the States, a real meteorologist, not just a made-up one like you.
Excuse me? Is she an actual meteorologist?
Yeah,
I thought
she
called herself a storm chaser.
Close enough, okay? Storm chaser, meteorologist, basically the same thing. Not really. But this meteorologist is like, can you please stop eating icicles because they have so much gross stuff in them, like rubber and tar. Like basically all the stuff from your roof is in an icicle.
Well, and also bird poop, because birds poop on roofs.
Exactly.
It happens. You know, it's a big target. Mm-hmm. And bird poop, the rainwater goes down, forms the icicle, and you're basically eating that. But come on. Like, I have eaten a number of icicles off a roof, and I did not develop any kind of strange sickness. I'm completely fine. No jokes, whatever.
Here's the thing. I ate a bunch of icicles as a kid as well. My neighbor's roof was like icicle central. Like
just
the perfect icicles, right? And I ate them all the time as a kid. Look at us, Stacey. We're super weird. We're super weird people.
That's true.
And we ate icicles as kids.
Maybe it's... I also used to eat car icicles. Those are not good.
That's way too
salty.
Far. Those ones are like brown.
Gritty.
See, the reason you eat the ones on like houses is because they're clear. You ate the car ones?
Well, if it was clear enough, you'd be like, yeah, this one looks okay, but then it was salty.
They were never clear enough. They were all brown and gross. Ew. You may as well eat the stuff that builds up under your tires as well.
You know what? It was fiber, okay?
Fiber.
Yeah.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.